I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. How do you like that walleye bite right now? I know, it's tough, isn't it? It's miserable out there trying to catch a walleye, but that's typical of this time of year. I'll tell you something that you can do that will get you some fish in the boat, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake, know the species, size, and abundance, get expert local insight, navigate to the right ramp fast, then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports, make your own with Onyx Fish.
Walleye bite is tough right now. It is tough when you're dragging your live bait rigs around on that mid-lake structure and just picking up an occasional fish here and there, or flipping jigs to the weed line and maybe not getting any bites at all. But there are fish to be caught, and they're usually suspended. That's what walleyes do this time of year. They suspend out in open water. To find them, you have to troll. You're trolling crankbaits. Now, if you have some of the newer technology like side imaging or forward-facing sonar, it gets easier. But if you don't have that technology, and all you have is your sonar, your regular sonar, then you got to get out there and you got to troll, and you got to look for those fish that are up off the bottom and suspending. Those fish are usually active. If you get a crankbait down into them, you'll catch some fish. And that is what's important, getting that crankbait down into those fish. So you'll have to use something with a bigger lip that dives a little deeper, and maybe you even have to add a snap weight to the line. And that will get that crankbait into those fish as well. So try trolling. Try targeting those suspended fish. You might find that the bite ain't as bad as you think it is. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.